Yeah, it's your boy Ray Ray on the mic. Let's go.
About 5 or 6 years ago, a director at work came to myself and another individual, another leader on the team, and said, hey, I really want to start developing a bench of employees that can be a part of our succession planning for some of the roles that we have on our team. So they could, people can be pulled from either individual contributors or from other parts of the organization, but to then eventually get a full behind the curtain experience to understand what does our world look like in healthcare IT. They'd be able to then say, okay, hey, if a position opens up, they have the skill sets, they know what it takes to then apply and then hopefully be filled in those roles. And it was a pretty phenomenal perspective to think about how do we not just always look outside the organization to fill these roles and positions part of our teams, but we look inward and we see who are the people who have been here since the beginning, or those rising emerging leaders who are just looking for an opportunity to step into more engagement, or just looking for maybe a change of a pace or a different career within the same industry. And so, my friend and I, my coworker and I, we put our heads together and he titled it as the Futures Program. And essentially it was a program that was about a 3 to 6 month window, and it offered a space for individuals who are interested in the IT positions to get a understanding of the IT culture, the understanding of the people and the players within the IT space, within our departments, to know how the functionality works and the system works from the IT lens, and that can help inform them on the operational lens. And then the ability just to talk to intentional leaders, specific people, about their role and work, and know what type of certifications or trainings or experiences that they need to embody for them to be ready when a position opened up. It was a dope experience. We had checklists of stages that people need to go through. We had mentors that checked in with mentees and created their growth plan. We had specific workshops and specific conversations that were geared towards the needs of what these candidates, or these, they weren't necessarily candidates, but these program participants were going through just to understand, and they were able to see how the system worked and the functionalities of it within their context. It was phenomenal. It was dope. It was before its time, if you will, when it comes to leadership development programs, emerging next generational leaders to fill some of these roles that we've had, especially ones that are hard to fill or kind of develop our own and grow our own when it comes to retaining staff members within the institution. The only downfall of that experience was that we didn't necessarily have the supply to meet the demand. So for example, we had maybe, I don't know, like anywhere a cohort of 8 to 10 members go through this futures program, and they, gone through the checklist, they checked in, they engaged, they did all the necessary things, but that we didn't have 8 to 10 positions open at that time for them to even apply. And even when they did apply, there were still some barriers towards them even getting an initial interview, maybe because not the whole IT space leaders, when we weren't aware that this person went through the program, or that there were still some certifications that you could only receive once you're within the IT space, that became a gatekeeper for them to apply. Or another one was that we didn't really have any entry-level positions open. Folks had to be at a certain level from an experience and certification standpoint to even be in considered for these roles. And it created a hindrance. Didn't get the buy-in that we're looking for. It was a good test to change, but it didn't really stick the way that we wanted to stick, because there are other priorities and other bottlenecks are out there. And it just kind of sucked. So no, the program didn't suck. Results suck. But I reflect on that often, only because for a couple of reasons. One, how dope was it that we were given the ability to experiment on initiative that we didn't know whether or not it worked or didn't work, but it didn't exist at the time. So we created something, a proof of concept, and was able to test it, run results, and see what we could do differently, and be able to present that to leaders and say, hey, like, if we do these things or we had these other aspects, we could see the success in this measurable way. But it also showed like the power of buy-in when it comes to getting a certain set of leaders to be stakeholders and help push the effort forward and give you the resources necessary to execute on that vision. And then also the importance of growing your own and looking within and creating a space where you are actually developing the people around you and not just seeing them as a person who's fulfilling the role in our cognitive wheel, right? Like, we can actually intentionally engage the people that we're around and ask them, what do you need to be successful? Or here's the areas that you need to be successful. Here are the people you need to talk to help create that. And so while the Futures program maybe not necessarily succeeded, quote unquote, at that time, it did provide a level of perspective for me and my leadership to look, say, okay, while I may not be able to influence this whole organization yet when it comes to leadership development frameworks and processes, I can do something within my internal team that I oversee and give them the tools necessary to be successful, which came to the one-on-ones that I were having with the staff members of asking them those intentional questions about their goals, their desires, their dreams, and how they can get there. Me making relational connections to people within the IT space and even in operational spaces as well, just to say, hey, we have people here who are interested in your work. Can there be some relational ties there to get them going? Just to be able to be a part of the work or understand how the or systems works in your spaces, do some walk around, some rounding, things of that nature, just to help enhance that space. And then also encouraging the staff members that I was overseeing to go explore, to go see those other parts of the organization. And if they see something out there that they liked, then I could be their biggest cheerleader to get them there, right? And do whatever it takes to possible to help them move in that direction, because that's what they're interested in. And that's what they want to desire. That's what they want to go towards. I share that so that you can maybe reframe the way that you see your team and reframe the way that you see leadership development. There are formal ways to create leadership development through programs that are either internal or external, that are, you know, specific with checklists and guidelines and certifications and all that kind of stuff. But there's also internal or informal leadership development tasks that you can do too by just asking the right questions and giving people the door and opportunities to achieve what they want to achieve and get out their way, and being there to reflect with them and help them process what that looks like, to then say, okay, this is how then you could transform that into the workspace or your next endeavor in the careers. We get too caught up in either seeing something that isn't there and complaining that it's not there, such as a leadership program for in our case, or in order for leaders to be developed, we need to have a formalized program where they can grow and create, everybody go through this pipeline, if you will. But most of those things, while it's important, the pipeline model is really important because it does create a level of systematizing the way, systematic way of producing leaders. Not everybody learns that way and not everybody grows that way. And it does take a while for that type of mentality and model to produce. So let's not just wait for that to be developed. Let's actually start today and just engaging the teams that we're around and seeing what we could do to help them become successful and developing, more importantly, ourselves, doing what we need to do to be developed as leaders in the criteria, in the attributes, and in the strengths that we have, and the ability to see and have empathy for the people around us too, and give them the tools to be successful as well. And then the best thing that we can do, if we do not have the resources to create a whole program, is to create the environment where that type of engagement relationship is happening. Honestly, and I'm just being biased here, I feel like that has a greater impact than going through a program, because there is relational, it is more homegrown, it is a little bit more organic and intentional as well. And that can breed maybe a greater impact than just sending somebody through a leadership program without all the context in that, right? And okay, and I take that back. There's both and. They all can exist. I just want us to have a space where we can reframe what that looks like and create, even just be the people that these programs are trying to produce, and being the people and creating the space where that can happen on a more intentional way. I'm interested in what that looks like for you. I'm interested in how you are developing the leaders around you. And if it's a program, it's great. If you have intentional ways that you're coaching up your folks too, I'm interested in that as well. What is the tactics? What are the skill sets that you're leveraging in your workspaces? And how are you producing leaders in your organization? And what can we learn from one another in creating that? Because we're trying to develop next generational leaders, and that can be collaborative and innovative and empathetic in the way that they're engaging their communities. And part of that is for us to develop that together. in a greater way. So let me know in the comments or hit me up on all social media platforms at Ray Devante. I'd love to hear some of the techniques that you're leveraging and using too, and how you're seeing leadership development within your workspace.